Welcome to Poseidon Springs. Please do not run on the wet surfaces.
So dark.
I think most of the power grid is busted at this point. Just emergency lights.
Why make them red? It's ominous.
Come on. We can take these staircases down. All right. If you're the kid of a well-known super scientist, why
am I 40 years old and mooching around casinos?
Exactly.
I was at college before this. Probably 3 decades ago now. I adored space. Maybe because of my dad, maybe he just got lucky. Full-on spaceship-themed beds, glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling, the whole thing. My mother spent a couple $100 on a spacesuit costume for Halloween, and I wore it every year until I was 14. She said it was the perfect investment she'd make because I'd never lose interest. Majored in astrophysics. Was gonna be just like my dad, work in the same labs, working on the same equations to get the same ships out into the same galaxies, but
meh.
I couldn't really tell you. Maybe I drank too much. Maybe I gambled too much. Maybe there was just something wrong in my head. But either way, I just stopped caring. One day I had 4 papers due the next week, and then the next day I'd stop giving a shit. Left college to go spend the weekend in a casino downtown. Never came back. Didn't pick up any of my stuff from my apartment, just started again.
You just missed your family?
My mom turned her back on me after a couple years. She and my dad came out to find me when I was 20. I was a real scumbag to them. She hasn't talked to me since. But my dad, every year he's found where I'm staying and mailed me his current phone number and a letter inviting me to Thanksgiving. I've never been.
You sound remorseful.
Because I am.
Then talk to them again.
It's too late, isn't it? I feel bad, but I'm not going to go to my parents with a half-assed apology knowing I'm going to go straight back to gambling and doing fuck all with my life. Better to just not talk to them about.
End of the world's a good enough excuse.
Guess so. You have any family you're scared for?
Not really. I was the 5th of 10 siblings. Stopped talking to most of them when I was a teenager. My older brother's all right, though. Still talk to him sometimes. He'll probably be fine. I don't mean to sound ungrateful to them, but, you know, in basically every sense, I came from and was nothing. The expectation from my family wasn't to pursue an education or anything bigger, but to start working night shifts at some fast food joint to keep our family alive. I don't knock them or anything. It wouldn't have been fair to have expected more from them, but it was as if the world around us had already deemed us placeholders and nothing else. We would take up space, and we'd die, and that was our life. Nobody would have assumed or asked anything different because they're also taking up space and dying. They hated that. But what was I going to do? Be some motivational story about some kid who comes from nothing getting into an Ivy League somewhere to make 6 figures in business? God, no. I didn't want to rise from discard to scrap to be a perfectly functioning part in some machine somewhere. I wanted to be the spanner that gets stuck in the cogs, causing everything to break apart and blow up or whatever. And what if only now I get to do something with my life? Only once everything's fucking destroyed? Is it even a victory then? Where's the man I'm sticking it to if not transformed into some brain-dead tentacle thing?
Margot! I'm not good at giving wisdom, but I'm good at hindsight, and I stopped fighting the moment things got difficult. You can't do the same.
Okay.
It'd have been rude to have cut you off, but there's a lot of those things. We're being surrounded.
Oh, shit. I got distracted. Okay, Count, I'm going to fire several shots at them. Then you're going to need to... Count, what are you... Shit!
shit! Fucking save you and your social success and taking your own life over being grateful to someone else or what? Like your fucking life? I'll fucking save myself.
It's so hot. Oh, I locked myself in a sauna. Fucking figures.
This is an automated response system to the failure of the main power grid within the Athenaeum Hotel. If by any chance the electromagnetic lock on the sauna door has failed and you are trapped within this unit, please use the emergency phone provided to call the front desk on 111, or in case of desperate assistance, please call 911 by first dialing the hash key to call an external number.
I will.
Count, is that you?
Over and out, Dad.
Your life. I was terrified you wouldn't make it.
There's still time for me to die.
There's always another moment to get killed. But you're a retinue amber, and they don't get us down that easily, eh? Where are you right now? Are you safe?
The Athenaeum. Vegas. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being so useless. For dropping out of college. For only living for myself. Don't know why. I wish I had a good explanation. I just stopped caring. And I've never found a way to start again. I've never tried. Not really. And I'm sorry for wasting all those years of your time you spent hoping I'd become something. And I fucked up badly this time. There's someone out there with ambition and actual aspiration and still has a chance to do something with their godforsaken life, and it's more than I'll ever do. And despite that, I'm still valuing my life over theirs because I don't even know. I'm so selfish, and I still don't give a shit if I live or if I die or...
Count.
I need to get them to the Northern Nevada space site. I promised them that much. I owe them that much. This isn't me believing I need a redemption. God, no. But if I help someone else who genuinely, actually wants to do something with their life, do you think that could be enough? For now?
It hurts to hear you talk like this. Do you remember Mount Hamilton? When we were celebrating you getting into college and drove out to that little site in Cali on the top of the hills with those strange little blackbirds we kept seeing. And you were going to college and I was admitted onto the board for the Europa Project. And it felt like nothing could have held us down. And we sat with your telescope and picked out your favorite stars. And I pointed out Europa and said, we'll be there someday. And then you said to me, and I've never forgotten it, Count, you stretched up on your legs and reached out across the stars and said, one day I am going to take the sun. I've never stopped seeing that young man, Count. It's still you. You can't kill a fire like that easily. Whatever this world is becoming, it's so different, Count. But it doesn't have to be an ending. We could start again. Maybe. But if all you can do for now is keep your head off the ground, then keep your head off the ground. But you have to promise me you'll keep fighting.
Okay.
Say it.
I promise. I'll keep fighting.
At a count, space royalty, you said. It would be the next big thing. It's not too late to see that a reality.
Thank you.
Of course, Count. I'm in a bunker below the Nevada site. There's a couple men stationed up top. I'll let them know to keep an eye out for my son.
Of course. I'll see you soon, Dad.
See you soon, Space Bug. And don't look at the sun. We're still not fully sure what's happening, but I'd like to see my kid without any extra tentacles.
I love you.
I love you too, Space Bug.
Get out of the sauna, find Margo, apologize, get a car out of here, and drive all the way across Nevada without ever once looking at the sun. Whew. We'll start with getting out of the sauna. I knocked one of these things out a window. Doubt I can do it to all five outside. Not enough trolleys or windows. Drowning them would take too long. Still don't know if they can actually breathe. Gonna have to fight, but with what? Oh. Hey, you squid. I've done some thinking. And I realized that we're quite alike. You were all people, right? We all ended up here in this crummy casino during off-season and... Whoa! I'll cut the pleasantries then. Fire! Aerosol! You connect the dots yet? No? Shame. No limit to the size of the flame, I think. Who's first? We're enthusiastic, are we? One at a time, please! Should not have been putting this spray in my mouth! Damn, out of meat spray. Glad these ones don't change your mind. Changing room. Nothing too interesting here, but...
A new robe!
Come to Daddy! So much better. Shame it's an actual bathroom. There's an emergency exit just through this hall. I don't want to go without a weapon, though. Is there anything left? Any guns?
Smoke detected. Fire extinguishers are highlighted with bright green lights.
Bongo. One. Perfect. Two. Three, four. Can these things swim? Nope, they cannot. Oh, and there's the emergency exit. And there's the gatekeeper. All right, look here, Squid. I'm out of SIGs, I'm out of breast spray, lighter fluid, and fire extinguisher foam. I've been hit with a slot machine, drowned, and, well, actually, I've gotten through surprisingly unscathed, all things considered. But if you're the last thing between me and getting that kid out of here safe, then on my fucking life, I will tear you apart with my bare hands. So get out of the way. Wait. Shit, this isn't the emergency. Said Tartarus level. If I just make it down, it's 19 flights of stairs. I'll get there.
Hello? I'm not sure if this thing still works. Hell, I'm not sure if there's anyone still alive in the casino. The cameras are all down, but this thing runs on an emergency power grid, just in case. Well, this happens. The basement is overrun. Turns out the things can't understand language still. They'll swarm just as soon as I broadcast my last message, because of course they can. It might just be me now. There's an access tunnel at the very bottom of the basement. Goes into the sewage system below Vegas. I'm going there. If I truly am the last living, well, human inhabitant of the Athenium Resort, then I hope all the tentacle things will chase me down. I hope it gives anyone else here a good chance at getting out. I took this job because I was a failed actor. I starred in a B-list movie once, and the rush I got was unlike anything I felt in my life. Sadly, critics didn't agree, and my career ended like that. Pretending to be a Greek goddess in a casino full of lowlifes felt like a fitting end, in a way. What happens now? My name is Tasha Nadiachevskaya. I was alive. 24 hours from now, I will still be alive. I hope the same for anyone still out there. This is Hera. Signing off for the very last time. And I would like to remind all patrons of the Athenium Hotel about the last call for our four chariot giveaway. The monster truck of the gods. The chariot is held in the main reception. Just take a raffle ticket from your nearest gift shop to enter. Good night, Athenian. And good luck.
Floor. No point going any deeper, I guess, huh? Good on you, Tasha. Here's to a second chance for all of us. I'll be damned.
Hey, boys and girls and gods, here to enter the Ford Chariot raffle? Just input $2 via cash or card to receive a ticket.
One last hurrah. Let's see if this little old bird can learn a few new tricks.
Correct authorization. Incorrect authorization.
Look, you fucking robot. You are a car. If you don't drive, then who's there? Take another step and I'll blow your head off.
It's me. Shit! I didn't take another step!
I'm making an exception for you. Get out of my fucking sight before I fix my aim.
Margo, I'm sorry.
What do you think this is? Some cutesy little story where you apologize and it's all good again? Count, I want to
make things better!
Great, I'm glad for you, but don't do that around me. I'm finished traveling with someone I can't trust, do you understand? It's a privilege for someone to give you a second chance and forgive you, and I'm not giving you it, so piss off!
Incorrect authorization.
Shut up!
Margo,
I don't
need my help. You've gotten through a lifetime of shit without me, and you will continue to do so without me. I don't want to keep hanging off of you like a tumor. I don't, but you have a goal, Margo. A genuine, actual reason to live. You have a surefire way to make the world better and help out anyone still alive on this planet. And I know your success won't rub off on me if I help you, but I'm so sick and tired of living for myself. And if I can once, just once, help out someone else, then so help me, Sunbeast in the fucking sky, I am going to do so. And I have 300 lottery tickets in my right hand, and one of them will have the correct authorization code to activate this car. I don't want you to forgive me. I just want to get you out of here.
Where did you get those?
Gift shop. Ah! Is that the chandelier? What's happening?
It's from behind the double doors. The ballroom is back there.
That sounds big. We need to move.
Just throw away the lottery tickets and...
Where the fuck did that come from?
It's made from the human squid. They're all congealed together like... Is this what's going to happen to everyone?
Margo, I'll distract it!
No, you won't.
But...
If you want to be so sacrificial, be my guest. But as it stands, you still don't have a gun. So get down here and get this car working or else... Die, you fucking...
Run!
Okay, think. Margo's distracting the big thing. Margo will die if you don't help her. Won't have enough time to get through all these lottery tickets and the time it takes for that thing to rip her apart. Then we both die. So then I have to
Count, do something!
I'm out of fire, don't have a gun. The only thing between me and the car is a chandelier and about a 30-foot drop.
Margo, keep it below the chandelier!
Fail me now.
This better fucking work! Lights on! The thing is... No fucking way! Dumbass monster. Get down here, Count. Count?
Just a moment.
Count, what the fuck are you doing? Get down!
Buying us time! If I can just...
No, the power, genius! If you break the chandelier while the power is live, then...
Catch me! Oh, you actually did.
That move warranted it. Come on, take it.
Here.
Cheers.
Margo, I just wanted to say...
Count?
What? Yes?
The fuck are you standing there for? Come on!
But...
I'm not a sadist, Count. I'm not leaving you alone with this thing. Get in!
Oh, okay.
Please enter the correct authorization.
So you're saying it's one of these codes?
It has to be. Or one of those squid things has the right code and this is all pointless.
You're a gambler, aren't you? Isn't it all about chance anyway?
Guess so. But I prefer rigged.
Okay, shut up. It's this bunch of symbols on the ticket here, right?
I think so.
All right. GX752.
Incorrect authorization.
DV323.
Incorrect authorization.
PR193.
Incorrect authorization.
I think that thing's trying to get up.
All right, here. You read two. RW231.
Incorrect authorization.
FA745.
Incorrect authorization.
YP342.
Incorrect authorization.
WC599.
Incorrect authorization.
XR769.
Incorrect authorization. Incorrect authorization.
WP456. It's back up.
Incorrect.
R462.
Incorrect authorization.
RT789.
Incorrect.
BS298.
Incorrect.
ST480.
AL513.
PW278.
Incorrect authorization. Permission granted. Good evening. Please record your name after the beep.
Yes!
Margo, look out! Margo!
Very well. Good evening. Yes, Margo, look out, Margo.
Shit!
Threat level detected at the rear of the car. Assessing threat level. Threat level. Egregious. No human detected in driver's seat. Activating autopilot.
Margo!
Safety lock activated for the protection of the passengers. Activating escape protocols.
With this car! Hey! Where are you going?
Activating escape protocol. Egregious threat level detected behind the vehicle. Retreating to ensure safety of passengers.
No! We're missing somebody! Go back! Go back!
Unable to maneuver a U-turn while autopilot is active.
Help! Okay, deactivate autopilot.
Human in driver's seat not detected. Autopilot override rejected.
Fuck! Okay. Deactivate autopilot!
Human driver detected. Deactivating autopilot.
Okay, this car is massive. I just need to...
180 maneuver of truck detected. Releasing high-pressured air to assist with the movements.
Okay, there's our target.
High speeds detected. Large object detected 300 feet from truck. Collision course imminent. Activating emergency brake.
No! Deactivate emergency brakes!
Emergency brakes deactivated. Collision in an estimated 5 seconds. Are you sure what you're doing is worth it?
Margo, grab my hand!
Ow!
Collision in 100, 50, 10 seconds.
Got you! Activate autopilot! Get us the fuck out of here!
Autopilot activated. Not enough space for a U-turn. Activating emergency reversing maneuvers. Brace for impact. Airbags activated. Reversing truck at high speeds. Recalibrating truck. Truck recalibrated. Undergoing command. Get us the fuck out of here.
Mortal, you are now leaving the Athenium. Safe travel and come back soon!
Well, I can't say that was any use.
Wait, the sun looked down!
Shit!
Wait, where the hell is it?
What? Oh my god, it's gone.
Extreme cognito hazard detected within the inner celestial sphere of Earth. Tinting windows to prevent visual sight of anomaly. Manual driving will not be available during this time to prevent risk of exposure to cognito hazard.
You're right. The sun really did hatch.
I was right. But we already knew this.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Do you think it will come back? Or will it leave our solar system and just go?
The thing in the sun?
If it... There!
Don't look!
No. It's okay through the tint. You can just see its silhouette. Look.
Jesus.
Look at how it wriggles. It must just be a baby.
I don't understand.
Margo?
But this shouldn't have been able to happen. This society, this world, fucking... What was the point? What the fuck were my parents and my family working for if at the end of the day that... thing was just going to come out of the sun and ruin everything they were trying to live for? What does it matter that I knew? What could I do? Nothing. What could any of us have done? It's a worm the size of the fucking sun in the sky. We are useless. I thought I wanted this cow. I thought I'd be able to tell everyone, I fucking told you so, and I'd be revered for it. What's the point now? The world ended. Properly ended. We can't come back from no more sun.
Margot, I've lived almost every day of my life for my... No. I have wasted almost every day of my life because I felt too pathetic to actually live it. When you don't live for anyone, not even yourself, for that long, this doesn't seem too different. I just don't have to feel bad about it anymore. Margot, you and I both survived for very different reasons. But you came out of the other side of this alive. And that was today. You still have the papers from the lab, right?
Yeah, but...
Then there's still a chance for something to come from them.
Then what? How do we know that
that's... Well, that's not a problem for today. If it's all truly, genuinely hopeless, and there's no chance of anything getting better ever again, there will come a day down the line when we have to deal with that. But you try looking me in the eye and tell me you don't feel the slightest bit excited about what happens next. We're probably some of the only people in the world with the chance to make a difference right now. Isn't that exciting?
So you're taking credit now, too?
Might as well. I want a statue next to you when we're declared God Kings of the Apocalypse.
Anyways, where are we going?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Hey, truck. Hello?
Good evening. Yes, Margot, look out, Margot.
We should probably change that.
I like it.
Are we calling the car something? Do I address the car by a name?
My name is completely customizable and controllable by the choice of the owner of the vehicle. However, I have come with the preset name, Elpis.
Elvis?
Elpis.
Weird name. Anyway, Elp, we need to go to the Northern Nevada space site. Can you get us there?
Calculating route to the Northern Nevada space site. Estimated time to arrival, 8 hours. Set course to destination.
Bingo.
Recalibrating.
Can't you give us more warning next time that happens?
Understood. Accustoming preset voice notes to user preference.
I didn't know they made cars this fancy.
The sun hatched, and you're commenting on how fancy cars are?
Elp, are there any radio stations still up?
Searching FM for available radio stations. Searching AM for available radio stations. One station found. Now playing.
You think any gas stations are still open? I would destroy a shitty hot dog right now.
Let's find out. Hey, Elp, find us the nearest gas station.
Recalibrating route. Estimated time to arrival to gas station. Half an hour. Recalibrating route. Prepare for U-turn.
Jeez, no, just take us towards...
Last night I had this awful dream and slept on the inside of the bed. When I woke up, waking, shaking, breaking, looking for a clue in my name. I've weighed up all my options, and it's best to disappear. Cause I've been rocking with the rats and rags and packing cubicles, sabbaticals around the top of the world. But I'm not the type of guy who wants to live life outside in. I'll sleep with one eye open and the other in a tin. But I'm tough as fingernails across the backs of one that stands. So when the rapture is its head, oh, thank God with my hands. Come tomorrow, come and see the world that's waking up. Oh, everyone knows you're restless, baby, your legs kicking out of your dreams. Come tomorrow, come the fire and the brimstone on our wrists. I never knew what I was for, but I hope it was for this. I had this weird dream about missing some train and awoken the outside of the bed. bumped my head, son, the sun's in the sky, and I caught into work, son's sick. Now I'm faking, take our perky fake, I'll try to make the day-to-day come meeting in the middle, ending sloppy good and never shake out on the floor. She's on the phone, I'm making sure you stay alone. I'm not the type of girl to do a fucking thing at all. I'll crack the damn thing open and I'll die before the fall. You can rumble your limp and the stars in the sky, and I'll throw back my head with a rapture rhyme. But I'll tear through my legs and I'll lunge till I'm lame, cause my God is a voice that his scripture proclaims. To come tomorrow, come and see the world is waking up. Oh, everyone knows you're restless, baby, your legs kicking out in your dreams. Come tomorrow, come and fire and brimstone on our wrists. I never knew what I was for, but I hope it was for this. Rarely the answer, and I know how hard you're trying to make this work.
I'm seeing stars and stripes, and my God has painted cherries arched on his back.
But if it ain't broke, then break it. Come tomorrow, come and see the world is waking up. Oh, everyone knows your restless baby, your words coming out of your dreams. Come tomorrow, come the fire and brimstone on our wrists. I never knew what I was for, but I hope it was for this. Come descending, see the tale of what you left behind. Say, I'll ruminate on descending till the last day of my life. Condescending, see the tale of what you left behind. Say, I'll ruminate on this ending till the last day of my life.
The Star-Driven Expulsion of Count Lastname was written, produced, and directed by Taino Murata-san. Hello, that's me. If you enjoyed this audio drama, please leave a review and rating on whatever streaming service you use to listen to it, and share it with people around you. It has been an absolute joy to work on this project, and I'm so happy to see it come to fruition. The role of Count was played by Devin Reddle. The role of Margot was played by Jazara Metcalf. The role of Hera was played by Lily Birkin. The role of William, Automated Voice Jackpot, and Automated Voice Poseidon were played by Wilhelm Scotts. The voice of Elpis was played by Zephyr Dressel. The voice of Elpis was played by Zephyr Dressel. The roles of Waiter and Automated Voice TV were played by Maddie McLaughlin. The roles of Bellboy and Lachesis were played by Callan Leonetti. The roles of Automated Voice Voicemail, Automated Voice Sauna, and Automated Voice Fire were played by Sanjoa Stridevan. The role of Automated Voice Elevator, Automated Voice Zeus, and Atropos were played by AJ Sarabi. The roles of Automated Voice Apollo Suites and Apollo and Clotho were played by Aaron Eskenazi. The role as Luisa was played by Sophia Reyes. The role of Nancy was played by Nat Discareno. And the roles of Father and Rat were played by Taino Murata-san. Huge thanks to Aine Nakamura for helping with the various other voices throughout the piece. All music can be found on Spotify and Apple Music as of the end of May 2024. The song Of Which It Takes Two was written and performed by Taino Murata-san on piano and A. Siming Chen on violin. The song The Bum from Winnemucca NV was performed by Taino Murata-san on piano and drums and Manny Laporte on saxophone. The song 99% of Grifters was produced by Taino Murata-san. The song And Maybe Our Names Are All That Will Last was produced by Taino Murata-san. The song Star-Driven Expulsion was produced by Mai Mai Maya. All links to her music can be found in the description. The song Don't Live to See It Through was produced by Tino Morato Spain. The song Come Tomorrow was written and performed by Tino Morato Spain on vocals, guitar and piano, with additional vocals from Maddie McLaughlin. Sound effects were sourced under Zapsplat, Pixabay, SoundSnap and Freesound. Special thanks to Percy Sapega for proofreading. And thank you so much for listening. Nope. And a huge thanks for listening. Nope. God, this is when you have to be authentic and say something genuine. I don't, just like, thank you. It's been a fucking joy to work on this, and I'm so happy that it's been seen through. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your life. Bye!